皆さんおはようございます。
Good morning, everyone.
インターネットの方々おはようございます。
To those who are watching this service on the internet, good morning,
hello,
and good evening.
献金額の10分の1
を、we give a tithe offering of all the offerings that we have collected to other churches and Christian organizations.
15日から21日の107,200円のお祈りします。これを合わせてお祈りします。
We'd like to give a tithe offering of 107,200 yen from this is a tithe of all the offering that we have collected from December 15 to 21. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for meeting all our needs and thank you that we are now, we'd like to give youa tithe offering of 107,200 yen. A tithe offering from December 15 to 21. I pray that you will use this for the work of other churches and Christian organizations for your glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, let's watch a new made 1 minute video.
皆さんこんにちは。今日のテーマは裁きです。聖書にはすべての人は死後に裁きを受けることが書かれています。まずノンクリスチャン、つまり神を信じないで死んだ人々の裁きは、千年王国後の白い御座の裁き、すなわち最後の審判の時に行われ、人生の行い、つまり罪が裁かれます。ここでの判決は全員永遠の滅びを宣告され、火の池、地獄に投げ込まれてしまいます。この裁きの時に2種類の書物が開かれます。数々の書物を通して裁かれた後、命の書が開かれます。次にクリスチャンの裁きに関してですが、クリスチャンの裁きは軽挙、空中再臨の直後に行われます。また最後の審判の時に命の書が出てくるので、ここではノンクリスチャンの裁きだけではなく、千年王国の間にクリスチャンになった人々の裁きも行われると思われます。さて、クリスチャンの裁きの内容はノンクリスチャンの裁きとは大きく違います。ノンクリスチャンは行いが裁かれますが、クリスチャンの裁きに関して書かれている第一コリント3章には行いという言葉がありません。それはキリストが十字架によって私たちの罪の身代わりとなって受けてくださったからです。キリストを信じるクリスチャンの罪はすでに裁かれ、許されているので行いは裁かれないのです。しかし悔い改めない罪は永遠の滅びには至りませんが裁かれます。私たちは日々悔い改める必要があります。さて、クリスチャンの裁きのポイントは、キリストの土台の上に金銀宝石で建てるならと書かれているので、生き方、つまり神の御心の人生を送ったかどうかです。その中で特に強調されているのは、各人の働きは明瞭になりますと、この日がその力で各人の働きの進化を試すからですの2つの言葉です。ここに働きとあります。つまり生き方、特に真に主の働きを成したかどうかが裁かれます。人生や働きが主の御心でなかった人に関しては、もし誰かの建てた建物が焼ければ、その人は損害を受けますが、自分自身は火の中をくぐるようにして助かりますとあるように、評価は受けませんが永遠の命は受けることになります。ただしこれは良い表現ではありません。こうならないように備える必要があります。クリスチャンは主の御心の人生を送ったかどうか、特に主の働き、つまり神の使命を全うしたかどうかが裁かれます。御心の人生を全うしていきましょう。それではまた。
今日は裁きのことですね。
Today, we have watched about judgment. We have to understand judgment of God.
しばらく経つと、観難時代っていうのがやってきます。
We will get into
the
period of the tribulation. This will last for 7 years. In the middle of these 7 years,Rapture will take place. Not all Christians, but some Christians will be lifted up in the air to meet Jesus. Some conditions that you some conditions for rapture is whether you are filled with the Holy Spirit and whether you do the will of God and whether you do services for Him in your life. After the second coming, when Jesus will return to the earth, the millennium will start. And after the millennium, there will be God's judgment on the white sea, on the white throne of God. All the non-Christians will be judged by God. The sins of non-Christians, their sins will be judged by God and they will be condemned to eternal condemnation. They will be thrown into a fire of hell. Then when will God judge Christians? Just that will take place after rapture. So please remember that this time is drawing near. We are not sure when rapture will take place, but we know that it's drawing near. And at the time of the last judgment on the white throne of God, those people who are saved during the time of the millennium will also be judged. Because the Bible says that the Lord will open a book of life. That means that there will be some Christians there. Christians, we believe in the cross of Jesus, so our sins are forgiven. So God will not judge our sins. But if you cling to a sin, for example, Pastor Cho Yong-gi said that as he looked at us, some certain websites slandered and criticism against him have been written in those websites. So that thing, and of course, those people who do this will not be condemned to eternal condemnation, but still, even though they are Christians, their sins will be judged by God. So how many sins you have committed, it doesn't matter. It matters if you repent of your sins. And God will judge Christians according to how they spend their lives on this earth. If they did the will of God, if they did works for God. Some Christians, they say that they will not just enjoy themselves in their lives, but life of according to His will is best. So God's judgment for Christians, for us, the time for it, it's also drawing near. And the Bible said that our work will be tested, and if our work is based on gold and silver or grass or bricks, whatever category you are in, you never be condemned to eternal condemnation. You have eternal life. You have eternal life, but you barely. The Bible said that you will barely escape. That's not very good expression. Through the cross of Jesus, we are given the best blessing. Our sins are forgiven. Even though we were not ready to receive this blessing, through the cross of Jesus, God gives us the best life for us by our believing in God, by believing in the cross of Jesus. This is a special blessing. Last Wednesday, we had a Kokoro Gospel concert. The best number of people came to our concert on Wednesday. We were able to do a mini live concert in a Christian bookstore in Tokyo, and many people who visited that Christian bookstore bought tickets for the concert. That's partly a reason that we had many, many people in the concert. But the Lord is going to let us hold a bigger concert. So let's continue to watch how the Lord is going to work. Of course, those church bands that sang in the concert, the presence of God was made manifest. But more of his presence should be made manifest through present worship. Well, we started having concert a long time ago, but in the beginning stage, even though we had concerts, we had very few people in the audience. Sometimes I and my family and some two or three others were the only audience. But the Lord made our concert grow. And surprisingly, it's a surprise that the Lord has been advancing his work through our church bands. Last week and the week before the last, during these periods of December, many church bands were sent to various places to have a concert.
And
each church band, they were really effective in evangelism as they sang praises. The Lord tells us that the Lord uses present worship for evangelism, and his hand is upon this work. So let's expect God. We are going to see more of his work through praise and worship. We also have received a prophecy saying that a wall will be broken for us to have a relationship with other denominations, other churches of other denominations. Long time ago, we had never been invited by other church to sing, but now many church bands have been invited to other churches to sing. And nursery homes, many nursery homes and Christian bookstores, they have been inviting church bands to sing in their places. Let's give thanks to God for fulfilling his word for us. And this evening we'll have the end of a year concert in the church from 5 o'clock in the evening. If you can't be here, you can watch the concert on the website. You can watch it live. And this week, we will go to Cambodia on the team, and our meetings in Cambodia will be also broadcast live on the website, on the internet. And this coming Friday, We will have a special service on January the 1st from 11 o'clock in the morning. And you can also watch this live on the internet.
And
we go to Cambodia this week, and we will have a curry rice party with the children of the orphanage. And we are going to put a lot of meat in the curry rice for the children, because for the children, this is going to be a treat that they can have only once or twice a year. And we also have fellowship with them as we go to a theme park and bowling, and we also go to play bowling. Now, the stage of the work of the orphanage in Cambodia is in a transition period, because the Lord said that this orphanage in Cambodia should be an online church of Tokyo Antioch Church. And the Lord says that the quality of Tokyo Antioch Church in the orphanage of in Cambodia will be made manifest. Some children are grown, some of them are university students, so we need to think about their future, what they're going to do after graduation. And we also, God also has a plan for us to establish more and more orphanages in Cambodia and establish more and more churches in Cambodia. The Lord says that some children who have been brought up in this first orphanage in Cambodia will be used for these works in Cambodia. So we know that a greater work of God will be done in Cambodia. From February 17 to 19, we have Hakuba Sunerigoi Camp. Sunerigoi is the name of a seminar that Pastor Rai started. He started this to raise up church workers for Japanese churches. There will be a special blessing of God in this camp. You'll be able to learn about and practice the spiritual gifts. There are some people who have been healed from cancers. Mrs. Matsuzaki, who is a doctor, her cancer, a part of her cancers were healed. We have to say clearly that she is a doctor, because her testimony sounds more effective when he is a pastor. By saying that she is a doctor, and her husband is not a president of a hospital, but he is a scholar of a research center who studies about medicine. And last week I saw two other people were healed from cancer. So some people, well, I thought they would die very soon, but I was surprised that they were made well. So many miracles have been happening, and the Lord has been using the spiritual gifts. So we have to prepare to practice for practice of the spiritual gifts. through the spiritual gifts, the Lord is going to do a great work. We have to be sure that the Lord is going to do a great work through the spiritual gifts. Well, the spiritual gifts will manifest a great work of God. So you may be thinking that that's really exaggerating or that's a little extreme. But we are in the age that we have to practice spiritual gifts. Well, long time ago when I thought of a right wing, the Japanese right wing, I thought that group was very extreme. But later on, President Koizumi, Mr. Koizumi became a prime minister out from this sect. But at that time, nobody thought that he was an extremist. He was extreme. The eras have been changing. We also have a film festival in Hakuba Shinarugu camp. If you are willing to submit your movie work to this festival, please submit it by the deadline. And from March 28th to April 2nd, we have Thanks, Praise, and Revival Camp in Los Angeles, the United States. We started this camp for the purpose of attending a seminar of the late Pastor Merlin Carothers. Many people were changed by attending this camp. Pastor Hikaru was greatly changed after he joined this camp. When he joined this camp, he wore piercings. But after this camp, he was changed. There have been some other people who have been changed through this camp. And we also got, you have an opportunity to go to a theme park in the United States too. So characteristics of this camp is thanksgiving. I know that there are many Christian camps in the world, but as for Thanksgiving, this camp is very good, and teaching of Thanksgiving can make our lives change. If you think that you know that you need to strengthen your giving thanks to God, please join this camp. If you think that you haven't thanked God enough, please join this camp because God will show His glory through our thanksgiving. We have been seeing a lot of glory of God, and we have been seeing this through giving thanks to God. We also have prayer sessions in Bonnie Blair House where the Azusa Revival took place, and we are now negotiating with the church on the way for us to be able to use their prayer chapel to have prayer sessions there. So if you think that you have to pray more, and if you have a specific prayer request that for which you want to have enough time praying, please join this camp and pray. The Lord showed us many important things when we prayed in at the prayer chapel of the church on the way, the Lord gave us a promise for revival.
There,
if you have a special prayer request, if you want to concentrate on praying God for your request, please join this camp. You'll be blessed to receive God's power to be able to pray. Brother Steve will also come and meet us during this camp, and he will hold a gospel showcase with us, and he will see and hear performances of a church band. He is a very famous MC of a famous audition TV program in the United States.
We know that our
praise and worship will advance into a general society. You may be thinking that that will never happen, but please remember that you are now thinking so, because when the work of God is done, you will give all the glory to Him. And there will also be an opportunity to do a street live on Hollywood Street. You know, this is going to be very effective if you can have a status symbol only through this experience that you had a street life on Hollywood Street. Even though it's just that we go there and do street life as we like, if the Lord leads you to join this camp, if you have desire to join this camp, in the book of Philippians, the word of God said that the Lord brings about desire in our hearts for us to do His will. So that's possible that the Lord is leading you to this camp, to join this camp. When we started to pray about establishing a family home in Japan, when we started in Cornerstone Orphanage, the Lord said that He would cause us to establish orphanages in various parts of the world. Some people thought that would be impossible with us, but now we have some orphanages in some parts of the world. Why don't we exercise our faith? And if the Lord leads you, please join these camps.
ちょっとね、前置きがいつも長いので、説教のね、3分の1ぐらいで終わっちゃうんですよね。
Well, because I have a lot to say. I have a lot to say before we get into the Bible. I can't finish a message from today's passage of the scripture. If you want to listen more, please join our evening service. Join our evening service. There is a principle of faith. Unless we do according to the principle of faith, we can't see God's glory. Well, somebody gave me an electric dictionary, electric
それで電子手帳で、
notebook、
住所を登録しようとしたんですね。
And
登録した
の I didn't know how to work on it、
ね、
but past Mrs. Asano、who is now in New York、
ね、
she had another one for herself and I saw her、using it。And that made me feel confident that I would also be able to do that. And so I tried to put an address of my friend into the dictionary, the electric notebook, but it didn't.Be turned on, and I had much difficulty trying to turn it on, but I could never do that. So I thought, oh, this was out of order, and I gave up. But about a year later, my wife Fusigi-san found it, and she said, oh, can I use it?So I answered him, yes, you can, but I think, I'm afraid it's out of order. But she was able to use it very easily. So it was just that I didn't know how to turn it on. So if you don't know how to exercise faith, you can't be blessed.By faith. If you know how to exercise faith, if you know this principle, the work of God will be made manifest in your life. Zabu, my second son Benjamin, was born. He was born with a brain damage, but I knew how to exercise faith.I knew a principle of exercising faith, which we did, and we saw a miracle of God. I think many of you knew principle of giving thanks to God, and you practiced it, and you saw God's glory. But some of you, even though you may have heard about giving thanks to God, but because you have not practiced it yet, you haven't seen the work of God yet.
罪人である我々は呪われた存在な
んです。We were sinners and we were cursed by God, but because we believe in the cross of Jesus, all the blessings are given to us. We are people that the Lord blesses. That means that in every aspect of our life,God wants to bring about His blessing. God wants to bring about the best blessing in every aspect of our life. Well, you know, there is a lottery to win billion yen. But if you know how to exerciseyour faith, if you know a principle of faith that's more precious than winning a lottery of a billion yen. It's just like we Christians, we are in the midst of gold, but even though gold is around us, if we can'thave it, and if you can't use it, that's nothing for us. So you have to use your faith. You have to exercise your faith. You know, I had an electric notebook, but I couldn't use it. But my wife, Fusigi-san, she was able to use it because she knew how to use it. So faith is trusting in God's word.
だから言葉がポイントとなる。
God's word is a point.
どうぞ覚えておいていただきたいというふうに思います。そしてね、神の言葉
の時に、God's word.
心の時にですね、情報がないとダメなんです。
You have to have information. Some people say, they say they don't know about listening to God's voice and obey. They don't know because they are lacking in information. So they need to read. Well, it might be some meddling work for you to read. But if you have a principle of faith that will change your life, you know, Mrs. Matsuzaki, doctor, her terminal cancer was healed. She used her faith. Another lady, Mrs. Kazama, last June, the doctor said that she would live for another 3 months or 6 months. So that means that she might have died about this time in the year. But she was healed. And yesterday she attended a concert, and in that concert she gave testimony about her healing. Mrs. Kazama also used her faith to grasp the principle of faith. We have to have information about God's work. So we have to read. We have to read. We have to read testimonies. Some people, they know about Arashi very well. Arashi is one of the very famous music groups in Japan. Why do they know about Arashi? Because they read about them very well. So why don't we read testimonies about faith? I was lucky because I read a biography of George Miller many over and over again. And by reading his biography, I received information about listening to God's voice and
praying.
Well, some people, they wrote a book about prayer even though they didn't have experiences of having the prayers answered. The foundation of faith is the word of God.
で神の言葉は二通りできます。
それは何かというとね、例えば私がベニオの病気の時に治るように祈るなら、祈ったら癒すって言葉です。だから神様は私に癒すと語られた。Then the Lord answered me that He would heal him.
だったんですね。
So I received God's word saying that He would heal my son.
癒しを。
And then that came.Pass.
でこの時はね言葉に立った。
So because I received God's word saying that He would heal him, stand on His word.
祈って与えられ
る。
だからなんか問題とか困難がある時に祈って与えられてる。
There are two ways that you receive God's word.
今井さんが今回カンボジアに来れないっていうのはね、
残念でした。When we pray,
ブログ見てるとなんか毎日
When we pray, when we pray, the Lord speaks to us. The Lord gives us word. Well, unfortunately, Sister Imai cannot participate in the team to Cambodia.
But,
but well, every day last week, she went to her boss asking asking to be given a days off from her work to join the team to Cambodia. She went to her boss every day, but during the course of this time, she received a word from God through in the Bible saying, even though it may not come true, that means that the Lord showed her that she will not join the team to Cambodia. She can't take days off from her work to join this outreach. The Bible said that he who trusts in him will never be put to shame. He who trusts in him will never be put to shame. This means that when we trust in him, we are given the best blessing from God. The best result and the best consequence. But sometimes we decide this result will be the best for us. But that may not be the best, really best for us. God knows what's best for us. So we have to let God decide what will be the best for us. We have to let God decide.
We have to
trust in God. I have experienced in many times that when a kind of result that I didn't think that was the best, that kind of result was brought about in my life. But later on, I learned that that was really best for us. So we have to trust in God. By the cross of Jesus, our sins were forgiven. We were set free from curse in every aspect of our life. God gives us his blessing. By believing in the cross of Jesus, and also by exercising our faith, we are given God's blessing. Then, let's go into the next step. For example, if the Lord tells you that he will heal you, the Bible says, believe that you have received it, and then it will be yours. You know, the Lord said he will heal you, and if you believe that you have received it, if you believe that the Lord has healed you, then that will come to pass. So if you are confident that it is God's will that he will heal you, why don't you believe that he has healed you already? If you are in difficulty, you can believe that God has a wonderful plan in your difficulty, and God will bring about the best result for you. There is a difference between those who are good at exercising faith, who are an expert in exercising faith, and who are not. When I was sick, I believed that I received God's promise. I believed that God healed me.
And,
but still, I was hospitalized, and doctors told me that
what was
wrong with me physically. At first, I... Well, some people came and came and visited me. You know, they are my friends and relatives, and they were concerned about me. And they asked me, how are you doing? And at first, I answered them just by repeating what doctors told me. I was my condition was this bad, but I realized that my confession was not good, because if I believed that, if I believed that God healed me, I had to change my confessions.
When
Benjamin was sick, the Lord spoke to me that he was going to heal him, and I have to tell the church people the reality of his condition in detail, so that they would know how the Lord is going to heal him. The Bible said that we need to have patience. We have to persevere to receive God's promises. You know, Noah, he waited for 100 years. He stood on the word of God. You know, even though God spoke to us that he would heal Benjamin, Benjamin had difficult times. He went through difficult times. You know, he had severes
and
epilepsy. He also had epilepsy. But I still stood on the word of God that he would heal him. You may be in a difficulty, and you may be thinking that, God, why are all these things happening to me? But why don't you confess by saying that I stand on your word, God? And then you will see God's work made manifest. I think some of you are starting to see God's work. There is something, a point for your exercising your faith. You have to have this point. I think more of you have started to know how to exercise faith. But I think many of you here, you can experience healing of cancer 100 times in your life by exercising your faith. The Lord said you grasp God's word, not tightly, but you have to exercise your faith and grasp it tightly. You have a problem,
but
you have not dealt with your problem by receiving God's word. You have to grasp God's word and deal with your problem by His word. After you persevere for some time, you see God's word. You cling to something, but you have to let it go and obey God. Let's pray for healing. Let's repent. Let's Let's seek God for Him.
Dear
Heavenly Father, thank you that you are here. Pray that you will set us free and heal us. Name of Jesus, I bind the power of sickness. In the name of Jesus, I command. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing. You are pain in the inner part of your teeth. You have difficulty in seeing, but your eyes have been healed. Your bone of your left shoulder, you have pain there, but you are healed. Thank you for your healing. For your healing, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen.
どうぞお座りください。